What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there. Hope everybody's having a good day. Dolphin fans, hang in there. Another day of practice today. We'll be telling you about tomorrow morning. I'll call in from Detroit as Woody got the show. I believe Omar Kelly being with him tomorrow.
That is correct.
And, yes. Of course, you always get a little Jamie in there. We live through Jamie as well.
We're going to go up to Detroit again tomorrow.
Go up there.
We'll get recaps on everything. We'll have it for you.
All right.
You going to go to 8 Mile? Take a picture in front of the street sign or no? You thinking about it?
No, you know, Woody, I
also, the other idea I gave you, too, that pawn shop
there.
Yeah,
I like that show, too. I do like that show.
You imagine you show up there?
Nah, I probably won't go to either one.
You're not leaving the hotel, are you?
No, I do, but it's usually for a restaurant. Okay. Is all I ever leave for. I leave for restaurants and stuff. So anyway, hey, this other story we didn't get to today, but it's incredible. I remember like yesterday. I don't even know how many years it's been since Stephen Ross bought from Wayne Huizenga bought the Miami Dolphins for. How long has that been now? $1.1 billion, and at the time, I remember at the time, people didn't have the big vision like the people who have a lot of money. They always have great vision. Wayne had it, Stephen Ross has it, Mickey, all those guys have it. We can go Vinny. They all have vision to see things happen years and years ahead, where we're just going through life every day trying to hang in there. So he paid $1.1 billion. And I remember people going, oh, my God, it's the most money ever spent. What is he doing? He'll never get it back. Well, yesterday, the latest valuation of what the team is worth came in the top 10 in the NFL at $8.5 billion for the football team. $8.5 billion for the team. I'm guessing that's a, Woody, would you guess, am I right on this? Is a stadium part of the deal too? I'm guessing, right?
I would think
so. And the training facility.
The events and everything that they have there.
Yeah, well, that would come with it.
All paired together.
But I got to tell you, when you look at, and I guess that's part of the property, but you look at F1, tennis, and everything else, it's got to be, I think he was offered $10 billion or was valued at $10 billion before. Now everything in the NFL has gone up 20% since last year, the value, for everybody, across the board.
And if Stephen Ross called and offered me a piece, you know, as an investment, I'd buy in today at that valuation.
Oh, yeah, because you just figure
it's going to keep going up.
It's gonna keep.
Hey, man, look, everything the Dolphins have and do is elite, minus the football.
You're right.
They're first class in everything, man. We saw a concert there a few weeks ago. I mean, they are first class. Go to F1 every year. They do it all.
I was just looking.
Just don't win.
Anybody get more out of their piece of property than – Tom Garfinkel, the CEO, he's got – speaking of vision, again, that I don't have, he's got it. F1. The tennis, I believe they bought a piece of the tennis thing, so that's not going anywhere for everybody. So it might be moving. I don't know how many concerts they do a year now. What do they do? What do you feel like, 10?
There's got to be a lot. Yeah, any big-name artist is going to play there, right? And don't forget the other football team that plays there. It's going to fill that thing a handful of times.
University of Miami, will this year for sure.
You got college football playoff games.
Got that.
Right,
championship games. Got a Super Bowl coming up here again.
It's great, man. All of it's good, except for what happened in Detroit yesterday.
Well, so the thing that's still the most important thing to Stephen Ross, it is, and it's got to be frustrating for him, that he sits over there and spends all that money on that team, watching everything that's going on. I believe he's moved full-time to Palm Beach. I might be wrong, but I believe along with the new development he's got, and all the properties bought up there for his new I got all kinds of developments and cities and stuff that he's going to build. The guy's still amazing in his mid-80s, just incredible what he's doing. But there's one thing, because I remember, and I've told this story to you, Wayne Huizenga, the day that you-know-who walked out the door. For me, I thought for Wayne that was one of the most crushing days, is when I'm not going to be the Alabama coach. Nick Saban walked out and said, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm gone. He went to Alabama. Deal was already done. There's no stopping him. He took the job, and the rest is history. But he goes, I've been successful at everything I've done. Everything. Remember, and what was Blockbuster Video? Remember that thing just blew up? He got involved. He was in all these things, and everything he touched just turned to gold. Turned to gold. And Wayne used to say, you know, like Stephen Ross, grew up a Dolphins fan, all I want is this team to be able to win a Super Bowl. That's all. That would be the ultimate. I've done everything. I'm worth billions. I can't spend it all. Matter of fact, you know, we lost Wayne and his wife. That's all he wanted. That's all the kids wanted. They just wanted to win a championship. And if you were to ask Stephen Ross right now, it's got more money than he could ever spend. Ever. Alone, forget all the money he's made in development. Look at this thing. He just said not too long ago, I never thought this football business was going to be like this. I never expected this on this piece of property, what we've done and what Tom has done and what, you know, the people. He's got great people working for him most places. And
he has tried, man. He has tried to get every sort of person in there.
I can't even imagine. I know what my frustration level is at when I came in this morning again, even though it's not even a game. I don't know why. I'm like
that practice
trying to hold back.
No, Joe, that was very
frustrating. No, but it's still
because
3 weeks from
the
season.
Because the reaction from people, especially people that don't cover the team, who I know we're going to have coming on a little bit here, it's that was ugly, man.
But I do wonder, because he's the only one that matters. Stephen Ross is the and fans, I'm not taking away from how passionate you are about this team. Listen, nobody takes losses harder. There's two of us. Actually, there's three of us. O.J. McDuffie takes losses really hard. Kim Bocamper takes them really hard. I can't speak for all the other guys. Those are the only guys I see. And I take them, I'm usually in a crappy mood on Monday morning, besides being tired. And I just wonder how he feels. He's the one who puts some money into it and signing bonuses and get this nice facility if it's got a chance to get us more players and recruiting free agents. And we need this because we want a nice stadium and want nice stuff for the wives and their kids when they come. And it's just got to
– Well, why is he getting sold by Chris Greer, right?
That's who he's talking to, right? Off, man. It's just like no matter how nice somebody is or things we're doing, like at some point – And this better be it. I know what happened yesterday. This better be it. I hope Gold's right. It was just a bad day at the office. And once we get all our guys back.
Do you believe that?
No.
Yeah, but I,
but, so but, Joe, I like, but I do believe, and you before you go, Waddle and Tyreek and then the drop-off. Yeah. But the problem is that's a lot of positions. That's not just one or two positions. That exists, and that concerns me.
I just wonder how you sell to the owner. You're going into another season where you essentially have a 0%.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
A chance to win a Super Bowl.
He doesn't think that right now.
How could he not, though?
He's
a smart man.
He has been told they have broken down.
Did you believe that? Did you believe that, by the way, 0%? I don't see any path to winning a Super Bowl for this team this season.
No, I don't see winning a Super Bowl.
I just don't know how it could happen.
If we got to a Super Bowl.
With this team?
Hey, I had good teams and we didn't win a Super Bowl. We had really good teams
I know you
and
did.
We didn't win a Super Bowl. We either got upset at home or we lost AFC championship game at home, or we lost in Super Bowl 17 and 19.
You had one of the, what, three, five best quarterbacks ever play the game?
Yeah, but so that's why when you said, do we have any chance to win at all? No. Can we get there? No. Got to win a playoff game before.
I know, but that's the goal, though, isn't it? You can't set your goal at winning a wild card game.
But
that's just not the way to operate. You know, and I think there was maybe one year during this McDaniel thing that we went into the season, we felt like maybe they had a shot.
I never thought shot to Super Bowl. My thing.
Was it the second season with McDaniel when they were like, I mean, they were really good. I think it was after they hung 70 on Denver or something, right?
Woody.
And you go, babe, this team might have a shot. It actually looks like a real
when you say that
football team.
Shot, what's that mean when you say we got a shot? Shot what?
A very outside shot.
At what?
At contending, at being a contender.
What's contender mean?
Means you have a chance to make the Super Bowl.
No, you ain't getting the Super Bowl.
Well, they're not this year.
Not getting
the
Super Bowl.
That's what we did the other day. We did who's a contender. Like, how many teams think going into a season that they actually have a
chance to make
the Super Bowl?
I told you, I think there's three, maybe four. I said that day one when we started this, all right, football season, there's three teams. There's three frontier teams that are out in front of everybody. Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore. And I got to give – I don't know. I'm on this Denver thing, man. I think Denver's got a chance to move up the ladder a little bit, but I might be wrong. But there's three. And everybody else is playing for that second tier. Chargers, here, Steelers, Cincinnati. I don't have any of them, like, up there with those other guys. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, here you go. The Dolphins, Joe, to win the Super Bowl this year are plus 7,500. They're in there with teams like Jacksonville and New England and Atlanta all have the same odds as the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. You know, I'd really like to get rid of folks more than anything. More than anything, this is the one, the 25-year one. I would love to see him win a playoff game. That's it. And if you don't, the chances of winning a playoff game, if you don't win your division, are not very good.
But here's the thing, Joe. What happens if somehow you pull off a miracle, you win 10 or 11 games, you get into the wild card, and you win one? And you get smashed
change.
And you get smashed in the
doesn't
next
matter.
Game.
You've already done more than they've done in 25 years.
So then we say run it back again.
That's what's going to happen.
Okay. My issue with this whole thing again,
they won a playoff game.
You have to. If you're not contending for a Super Bowl, what
first
are you
of
doing?
All, you know how good you are if you win a playoff game and you're good enough to get in. There are probably 10 wins. You can win 11 wins or 11 wins and win 12. Yeah, Woody, they're not going to change things around here. I'm sorry.
They might not change things if they finish close to 500.
I don't know about that. I'm not drinking that. I don't speak for Tom, and I don't speak for Stephen Ross and Stephen Ross's family, the guys who run this thing. But if you're to tell me 8-9 and everybody comes back –
everyone was damn sure it was happening this year.
I thought
and
it was.
He sent out a
quickly.
Note to everyone.
By the way, quickly. I didn't even get on the bus. It was done. You're right.
Tyreek hadn't even quit yet.
No. No, it was by a few minutes he had. We got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. We'll take a quick break. We're way behind. Stay with us.